Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. So, in this week's podcast, I've been talking about three principles. I've been talking about these three basic truths about how life works and how the mind works, that when you start to see them and you start to see the interplay of them, they make sense of life in a whole new way. And because I work as a coach, I'm working most often with the mind. And part of what I'm doing in my coaching is I'm guiding people as best I can towards a more functional understanding of how the mind really works. Because the human mind, it's a deceptively simple piece of kit, right? There's really only three constants behind the operation of the mind. But it looks like there's so much more going on because those three constants can combine in an infinite number of ways to create an infinite variety of experience. So the first constant, I've been talking about it all week, just talk about it a little bit different, is what I call mind. And it's mind with a capital M because it's universal, it's not personal. And that intelligence is the source of your freshest wisdom. It's the source of your most relevant insights. It's the source of your common sense, of what just becomes obvious to you, what becomes what we call a no-brainer. Because it doesn't come from your memory. It doesn't come from what's stored in your brain. It comes from that intelligence behind the brain. And when you learn to listen to that deeper mind, it will guide you insightfully through life. The second constant is our capacity for experience. And I call it consciousness with a capital C because, again, it's universal. It's not your consciousness, it is consciousness. It is the universe being aware of itself. And so consciousness is what lets you experience everything. It's what lets you experience trees falling in the forest. It's what lets you experience the divine spark inside you that I talked about in the last podcast. And universal consciousness is, at least theoretically, it's infinite, right? It's the entire universe. But in any moment, we experience only a limited scope of that infinite potential, and that's our consciousness. So at the personal level, our consciousness is continually expanding and contracting like an aperture for a camera. And when it's expanded, we see more of what's really going on. And when it's contracted, it really looks like that pimple on your face is your face. And that is the only thing anyone will ever see. And how could you possibly go out when that's going on? I know you've never had that experience, but some people, when their consciousness is quite limited, that's what they see. Well, when your consciousness expands, it can expand all the way out to what Richard Buck called over 100 years ago, cosmic consciousness. The consciousness of the cosmos, the consciousness of life itself, the universe being aware of itself. Well, the third constant is the creative force, and I call it thought with a capital T because it's universal. It's not your personal thinking. It's thought. It's the force that creates. So thought is the ultimate content creator. It's the paintbrush. And it turns the paint, the invisible energy of life, the life force, into the visible forms that we see and hear and taste and touch and smell when it paints them onto the canvas of consciousness. I don't know if you've ever seen those Bugs Bunny cartoons or Daffy Duck cartoons where the artist becomes part of the cartoon. And there's one I remember where Daffy gets into a fight with the artist and he kind of tries to grab the artist's brush. And of course, the artist always wins because the artist is the one who wields the brush. Well, when we know that we are the artist, that we are the thinker, it gives us a kind of dominion over the canvas, not one that we have total control. Life is not paint by numbers, but one where we can paint something. And if we don't like it, we can throw it out and paint something else. And if we don't like it, we can throw it out and paint something else. And even if we've been living with an ugly painting in our sitting room for years, in any moment, we can throw it out and paint something new onto the canvas of consciousness with the power of thought guided by the intelligence of mind. So in the Inside Out Revolution, I sum it up by saying our experience of life is created from the inside out via the principles of mind, consciousness, and thought. We're living in the feeling of our thinking, not the feeling of the world. And understanding that is ridiculously significant. Because as long as it looks like that your experience comes from outside of your own mind, you can't help but be caught up in a cycle of reactivity. You can't help but try to manipulate the world, manipulate people, manipulate things, manipulate outside forces, because that looks like the best way to avoid suffering and find happiness. But the moment that you see that your experience is only and always being created from the inside out, then you can start to ride the waves of experience with more grace. And you can start to create what you want to see in the world in harmony with that deeper mind. Now, I've been talking about this throughout the week, and I know this is so easy to get intellectually, and it's not always so easy to get it the way you get a joke. So you can sit there and go, I'm living in the feeling of my thinking, but man, this guy is pissing me off. You know, I know it's just thought, but I hate when blah, 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 blah. I know, I understand, I'm creating my own reality, but money's really difficult. You're gonna find yourself battling imaginary dragons because you have a mind and you have the power to think, and none of us are in complete control of the movie. So understanding this won't stop you from falling asleep to it. It won't stop you from getting caught up in the drama. It won't stop you from getting caught up in the movie. But what it will do is it will wake you up sooner. It will stop you from spending too much time and energy developing your dragon fighting skills. And it will help you to move through life with more grace. I shared a story in Feel Happy Now that I want to share here. Imagine you're dreaming the most incredibly vivid dream of your life, began the teacher. In the dream, you seem to be some sort of an adventurer, and each adventure brings with it new challenges and creative solutions. You experience many wonderful things, and some not so wonderful. You come to realize that in your dream, anything is possible. On one of your adventures, you encounter a very high wall, so you imagine yourself a rope and climb to the top. In another, you're falling off a cliff, but before you reach the ground, you begin to fly. Eventually, you begin to look forward to each new adventure. Until one time, for no apparent reason, everything seems to go wrong. It's dark, so dark that you can't see your hand before your face. Even before you can hear or see anything, you sense danger. Strange and uncomfortable sounds begin crawling out from the depths of your imagination and coming closer. Cautiously, you strike a match. Everywhere you look, you are surrounded by the most hideous creatures you've ever seen. You try to run, but your legs will not move. You try to scream, but no sound will come out. Everything you've learned up to this point seems to abandon you, and the likelihood of a hideous death surrounds you. What would you do? The student seemed lost in thought for many moments, and the teacher could see a range of fearful emotions play across her face as she lived the scenario fully in her mind. Suddenly and without warning, the student opened her eyes and began to laugh. "I know what I would do," the student said. "I would wake up." Have fun. Learn heaps. May all your success be fun. And I'll talk to you soon.